Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:21 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 17th. A good positive day right across stock markets today, with follow-through in Asia from yesterday's positive action on the vast majority of stock and commodity markets yesterday. You had the Nikkei up in excess of, well, in the region of 2.75%, and the ASX up over 2%, with the Hang Seng up over 1.3%. And the majority of European indices finished up on the day in excess of 1%, some in the region of 1.5%, and some even a bit better than that. Most of them, though, were off of their highs today. But nonetheless, this is good positive action. And as Wall Street closes, the Dow Jones is up 40 points at just over a third of 1%, and the S&P up, give or take about the same, maybe a little bit more, and the Nasdaq up about half of 1%. Brazil, having been closed yesterday, was up over 2% today and continues to push back up towards that 70,000 level psychological area, which also marked the previous highs. So, in stock markets, we see that we continue to have this bullish activity where the vast majority of these stock markets have found support in the region of their 200-day moving averages, which we use to define the mean. And provided they can hold above those averages, we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside in the short to medium term. And because we've had this good rally, and now we're also seeing these upward dynamics coming through, and upward dynamics have largely been absent for a large number of these stock markets, particularly over the last couple of weeks. So, what we're seeing in the last 2 days really is one of the missing ingredients that has been absent from the from these markets finding support in the region of those 200-day moving averages. Now, it's not game, set, and match, and certainly they have to do more. So, what else do they have to do? Well, first of all, there's a progression of lower highs evident since about mid-January, and they really do need to be taken out to indicate that demand has regained the upper hand, not just on the basis of a little short covering, but that it is returning to dominance in the sort of short to medium term. So if we see this the current rally being extended and those progressions of lower rally highs being taken out, then that will be another additional sign. And if we see these markets moving on then to post new recovery highs, then that will be even better evidence again. But again, the chances are, well, by definition, we're going to be well away from where we are right now by the time that occurs. And certainly, if the more bearish arguments are to be verified, then it's the most recent reaction lows that now need to be taken out. And because so many of those reaction lows coincide with the 200-day moving average, there is that added aura of significance to those levels, which really would need to be taken out to give the bearish argument some form of credence. Now, yesterday it was a very clear inverse correlation between risk assets and the dollar. And today, the stock markets were more positive and were able to follow through, but commodity markets largely paused in here today. Now, gold, having been up in the region of $17 or $18 yesterday, if my memory serves me, was down in the region of $5 today. Palladium, on the other hand, was stronger again today by an additional five, almost $6. Platinum was a little bit easier, and so was silver, but they held the majority of their gains posted yesterday, and it's a very similar story for the majority of those industrial commodities. The US dollar was considerably stronger today against both the euro and the pound. And in the case of the euro, it almost completely countermanded yesterday's upward dynamic for the euro. So that really does suggest that there is still some to and fro going on in favor of the dollar against comparatively weak currencies. On the other hand, you have the dollar getting significantly stronger against the yen, and that's also important for Japan, and is probably in no small part contributing to the relatively good performance that we saw in Japan this morning. But elsewhere in the commodity markets, you have the Australian dollar and the Canadian dollar and the New Zealand dollar, where the dollar was a little bit firmer today, but certainly not in a dynamic fashion. And we continue to see that those currencies have held the majority of the gains that they've put in over the last couple of days. So the evidence does suggest that where the dollar is strongest is against really comparatively weak currencies, where the fiscal deficit situations that have been developing over the last few months, or that have been thrown into focus, I think probably be more accurate, over the last few months, that is where the dollar is getting strongest, and against comparatively strong currencies, where the threat of these fiscal problems is really not nearly as credible. The dollar is comparatively weak. And that has been a trend which has been unfolding for a considerable period of time. The treasury market's also interesting today, with the 30-year down by a full point in here. Now, there was a story today that the Chinese have been scaling back their purchases of U.S. treasuries, and that Japan has now returned to being the number one holder of U.S. Treasury debt. And there are a number of different ways of interpreting this, and I'm very hesitant about drawing any concrete conclusions. But what it does suggest is that the Chinese have a continue to accumulate reserves. That's pretty clear, and they're putting less of them into U.S. Treasury debt. Now, whether that is being, whether they're putting more into agency debt, or other, or into Fannie and Freddie bonds, is an open question, and I don't know the answer to that. But it does suggest that the Chinese are looking more towards other avenues to invest their reserves. And if they are beginning to think about allowing the yuan to appreciate, then they don't have a need to sanitize so much of that excess reserve in US dollars. So that is potentially an interesting development that is underway. We continue to see evidence that the Chinese are aggressively moving into acquiring the resources that they're going to need to fuel their development over the coming decades. They're betting with hard cash that their economy is going to need the amount of commodities that they're buying today and over the last few years. And they probably know better than we do just where what position their economy is in. There is a remarkable amount of conjecture about the ability of the Chinese to continue to develop their country at such an incredible rate. And personally, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, and my longer term investments remain in China, and I don't have any intention of pulling them out. And certainly, the stock market suggests that we are in at least a new cyclical bull market, and that the reactionary or corrective process we've been in for much of the last 6 months is a correction within an overall bullish environment rather than a trend reversal. With the commodity markets, we've seen a fantastic move to the upside over the last week in particular in some of these industrial and precious metals. They're becoming a little bit overbought in the very short term, but they all now have another reaction low to monitor. And for something like platinum, that progression of higher reaction lows is rivetingly consistent, and it really would need to be taken out in no uncertain terms to question potential for this trend to continue to move consistently higher. When eventually it does get taken out, the chances are that we're going to move into another one of these lengthy ranging consolidations, which have been so common over the last decade. But there's no evidence of that just now, and this market is not accelerating, which would suggest that the balance between supply and demand remains consistent. And if it remains consistent, it's a trend in motion, and if it's a trend in motion, it's likely to continue. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.